Hello and welcome to Sunday Best, the show where we take a look at the weekend's results so far and the fixtures still to come. I'm Neil Docking. You may recognise me from the Anfield Wrap's celebrated Ban This Filth podcast. And joining us today, we have the rising podcast and social media production star, Belinda Batty, sports industry expert and champion of women in sport, Kathy Long, and new homeowner, Joel Richards.
Oh, thank you.
Joel, welcome to the world of council tax and DIY.
It's a very honourable club to be in, and I'm very privileged. And now I am absolutely bricking it at the thought of the monthly outgoings that are about to come my way.
Oh, we all have to grow up one day, I'm afraid. We all have to shoulder that burden. Well, it's been a really interesting weekend, to put it mildly. For the Premier League and for Liverpool Football Club. It started off yesterday. All eyes were on Stamford Bridge, champions of Europe, hosting the champions of England, Man City travelling down there. And I don't know, I kind of want to take a straw poll from each of you sort of turn by turn. I'll start with you on this, Joel. I don't know about you, but going into this one, I was a bit conflicted about what result I actually wanted, what was best for the Reds. And I think I settled on a draw being, you know, the optimum result, but I would take a Man City win because I just wanted to stop Chelsea's momentum. What were your thoughts going into this one?
I was in the firmly in the bracket of wanting a draw myself, just because they took points off each other. But then obviously City win, and you forget that Liverpool went top by virtue of alphabetical order. So I was all in. I was all in on being the alphabetical league leaders for a couple of hours, and then obviously thinking, right, well, we just need to do our business now, get the win, and then we'll be free clear by the time City comes to town next week. And then obviously that doesn't happen for us, and I'm sure we'll go into our game properly later. But I think looking at that Chelsea Man City game, it didn't really cast the imagination, did it? I mean, I was working on it myself, and that first half was just a snooze fest. I was just literally just, what am I watching here? Nothing was going on. Neither keeper had a save to make.